Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's Steak offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Sullivan's Steak. .com. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NaplesAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NaplesAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Naples Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NaplesSettlement.org. Midwest Coast Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, life tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. For Coney's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Their small business is family-owned and operated. Check out forconeys.com or call them at 630-717-9530. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and you're a veteran, dessert or cocktail is on me, guys. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family owned and operated since 1961, originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. That's 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Paramount Theater is producing a brand new musical, the world premiere of August Rush. It's live stage adaptation of the Oscar-nominated movie. Yeah, Dolly's on vacation. This is her twin, wicked sister. Adaptation of the Oscar-nominated movie about a gifted orphan and his search for his birth parents runs now from April 24th. Not now, I should say. Runs from April 24th until June 2nd. Tickets can be purchased at www.paramountaurora.com. And we are going to have Jim Cordy, the artistic director of the Paramount, on the show at some point before this. I hear really good things about this production. You don't want to miss it. Autism Awareness Month begins in April. Honor World Autism Day, April 2nd. Turning Point Autism was just on the show last week. You can check them out at turningpointautismfoundation.org. They're having an open house on April 4th, tours of the facility on April 11th. So check them out for more information. TurningPointAutism.org. Misericordia is looking for volunteers for the 34th annual Misericordia Candy Days. Can you believe it's been 34 years of Candy Days? To be held on April 26th and 27th. Give them a call at 773-273-2768 or visit Misericordia.org to help them out. That number again, 773-273-2768 or recordia.org. Okay. I was going to play something. That was a weird, awkward pause there. Once again, my intern, Gino. Oh, Gino's back. Last week, we missed you, Gino. I really messed up the show last week, or the week before, was it? I got the guests mixed up. I had the weeks swapped. You know, I switched them up. So I was telling everybody what a major disaster Gino left me before he left for vacation. But I owe him a public apology now. It wasn't his fault. It was all mine. Of course, all my fault. I got the emails mixed up and I printed the wrong dates. So you're back in my good graces, you know. And again, he doesn't have a microphone. He doesn't want to talk on the air.
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla.
Hey, it is 64 degrees in Chicago right now. I've got the windows open. I got the back door open. It feels great. It's like summer already. But I'm in my studio in the basement, and I'm freezing, so I have a little space heater going. It's crazy. It's so nice and warm out here in Chicago, and I got a space heater going. So thank you. Listen, we're going to Ireland. Did I tell you? The Dolly McCarthy Show. We're planning a trip to Ireland September 21st through the 28th. Go to dollymccarthy.com, and under events, all the details are there. But I will tell you this. This is, okay. First of all, airfare alone now to go to Ireland is about $1,500. Okay? You're with a really smart chick. I got you all set up for Ireland September 21st. Come with me. $2,499. I should take that back. $2,499. Do I sound like a used car salesman? Nothing against used car salesmen. Might just sound like those commercials where they're waving money at you. But seriously, folks, this is the trip of a lifetime, and this is the biggest steal in the history ever of going to the Emerald Isle. $2,400 includes air, land, tax, meals, beautiful lodge. We're staying in a castle, too. We're taking tours. $2,400. I just checked the airfare to go to Ireland. It's $1,200 now. I checked the airfare to go to Italy. It's $2,000 now. So guess what? Your old pal Dolly got you a trip to Ireland. You just got to sign up now before we fill up. We already got 8 people signed up on this trip, and I just posted about it a couple weeks ago. We only will take 30. So, and actually, we have 10 because that includes myself and my son is coming too. My son, Seamus, aka Jimmy. So, definitely check out this trip, dollymccarthy.com under events, and come along with us. Come along. It'll be so much fun. All right. I think I got all the announcements done, right? Right there? Yeah. All right. Let's go on to our first guest. We are really glad. I don't think we've ever had the Susan G. Komen organization on the show. Amina Abdullah is with Susan G. Komen. She's the Director of Community Programs and Partnership, and we're really glad to have her on the show today to update us on what's going on in the world of this foundation and just to bring us up to date and everything that's going on. We always hear about Susan G. Komen and what really is going on with that organization. What do they really do, and who are they really helping? And is all these funds that we're raising all over the world for the Susan G. Komen Foundation, are they getting into the right hands? Are they getting to these the most needy, uninsured and underinsured? And here to tell us and reassure us is Amita from Susan G. Komen. Amita, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on the show. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you so much on this beautiful day.
It is. It is. What is it? Are you downtown Chicago?
I am. It is. I heard what you said, too. We have our windows open in the office today, too.
Oh, it's nice. You have an office that has windows that open. Well, today, Susan G. Komen Chicago has invested over $17.5 million in screening, treatment, and support programs that serve uninsured and underinsured in the Chicagoland areas. Amina, I wanted you to speak for them. For the organization, really, how are we doing and making a difference for these folks? And how are we reaching these folks too, and getting them the help that everyone is, hoping that they're getting?
That they need. Sure, mm-hmm. Certainly. So just like you said, everybody does want to always know, like, where is that money going? We are a breast cancer organization, and we truly do fight the cause and address it on all levels. So the money that is raised, we do take 75% of that money, and then we do give it out to those local organizations that provide direct breast health services, so like the local hospitals, your local community organizations, that can then give free to low-cost services to all those women who need it, women and men, excuse me. So those low-income, underinsured, uninsured, you might have fallen on hard times, or perhaps you do have insurance, and then maybe your insurance might not cover a diagnostic mammogram, or maybe you need a wig, or if there's any other support services, even down to support groups, that's where our money goes. And then that remaining 25% is what goes to research. So I am proud to say that Komen is the largest nonprofit funder of research outside the government. So we do truly invest. We put our money where our mouth is, and we do put it towards research to try to help offset try to find, you know, treatment advances and hopefully one day a cure for this disease that affects so many lives.
Amen.
So
absolutely.
We are really proud of that.
And now I know there's some fairs coming up and the race for the cure is coming up. Just May. May is just around the corner, folks. Can you believe it? And today
it
we're reminded
is.
Of the beautiful weather that it's coming. Before we get into the fair coming up, the cancer conference and resource fair and the race for the cure, I want to talk to those out there that are struggling and just maybe recently diagnosed and you are uninsured or you are underinsured. Is it doctors that tell you, hey, we've got help for you, or is it up to them to research and reach out to you and, you know, fill out an application?
It's
a
little bit
work?
Of both. Yeah, that's a great question. A little bit of both. So we always advocate for people to be their own best advocate. So that means you do have to kind of empower yourself and do a little more research, because we go to our doctors and we expect them to be the know-all and the expert in everything when they do give us our prognosis. So sometimes, depending on the physician and your primary care provider, they might have some resources already available to you, which is a great thing. Other than that, sometimes you should do a little bit of research. So that's kind of where Komen comes in at. So you could totally feel free, if you have a prognosis, to call our office, and we are happy to help you with some resources. So it works a little bit of both ways. So if they do call our office and ask for resources, that's where we reach out to all of our community partners, those people that we turn the money over to provide breast health services. And then we have a lot of different advocates that help support our organization, and we would definitely be able to help a patient or a person who needs resources to help identify them. And that even includes what we call co-survivors, so even the family members or the caregivers, the children of the people who are diagnosed. We have resources for them as well, because this is one of those things that we want to wrap our arms around them 360 and be able to give them whatever support they need when they when they're facing this disease. And even before that, even when they're trying to get their screening and their mammogram, we want to be able to help.
Fantastic. And what's the phone number for someone to call? You said to call your office. What is that number?
Oh, sure. It is 773-444-0061.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said earlier.
773-444-0061. Mm-hmm.
Great. And we're going to post that on our social media as well. Gino's on it. My fabulous intern, Gino. So how many years has the Susan G. Komen Foundation been around?
Sure.
And you've raised $17.5 million just in Chicago alone, all right? But this is a nationwide.
Just in Chicago. Yeah,
okay.
That's just in Chicago. So we are a national organization with over 80 affiliates, what we call our local offices. We call them affiliates. So there is over 80 of them in the United States. But that $17.5 million is just us here in Chicago. And we've been in existence since 1984. So we're going on our 22nd year. This is our 22nd year in existence.
In Chicago or entirely all over?
In Chicago. So 1980 is the national organization, but here in Chicago, we've been around for 22 years. Okay. We're going in our 22nd year this year.
Fantastic. And how many people are working in that Chicago office, or do you have other offices throughout the Chicagoland area?
Such a good question. So we are one small but mighty office of six staff people.
That's
six
it?
Staff
you
people.
Six put That's together those it. Huge events? Wow.
We do. We do.
With
the help, I'm telling you, I was kind of shocked too when I learned about all the work that we do here in Chicago. And we're in charge of 5 counties too. So that's the other misnomers. Now, we don't just help people in Chicago. We help people in Cook County, Lake, McHenry, DuPage counties, and McHenry County as well. So we're in charge of 5 counties in throughout, we call it Chicagoland. And there's 6 of us that help put on this whole entire organization, and between putting on the events to putting out education. We also do public policy and advocacy. So we go down to Springfield and we advocate for more money for research and more money for the IBCCP program. We go to D.C. and we lobby there for more money for research. So it's 6, that's why I say small but mighty, the 6 of us here.
Oh, my, you are right. Tiny and mighty. That's what you are. It's nice. It's nice to hear, though. You're very efficient with those dollars, so people have the confidence of knowing when they're taking those, when they're making the race for the cure, that every step they're taking, you know, is really going into helping those that are underinsured or uninsured,
right,
and their families as
right.
well. So that's a really good thing to have. Okay, we have about a minute left. We're talking to Amina Abdullah, who's the director of community programs and partnerships with the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. Am I saying that right? Is it a foundation?
Yes, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there is a fair coming up. We've got that Race for the Cure. That's the big one, right?
That's right. Sure. So our annual Mother's Day Race for the Cure is happening on Sunday, May 12th. So that's Mother's Day. Come on out to that at Montrose Harbor. And it's a great family fun event. Like we said, it's a 5K. You can do a walk or you can run it. And the tickets for that start at $20 and they go up to $45. And then you can go to our website, which I'll give you in a second for that. A great day. Hopefully it'll be beautiful on that Sunday. We're done by noon, so you can still spend the rest of the day with mom and with your family and start out doing a nice cause that you know, like you just said, it's going to affect anybody in need. And then we have a conference coming up, a free fair on April 12th and the 13th. So it's 2 days, a Friday and Saturday, and it's a metastatic breast cancer conference. So really it's appropriate for anybody who has been diagnosed at any stage, and also appropriate for survivors or if you just want to come out and get some information. And that event is totally free. We've gotten it all underwritten by the fantastic sponsorships, and our partners have underwritten that event to make it free and accessible to anybody that wants to come. And so for both of those events, you can go to our website, which is www.comenchicago.org, to find out more information and to register for both events.
Awesome. Amina, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's great to have you guys on for the first time. Let's do it again.
Yes.
Thanks for all that
Let's
you're doing,
do it.
You mighty, tiny, mighty group over there of 6, the sensational 6 in Chicago. We'll see you at the race on May 12th,
yes.
Mother's Day. Thanks again.
That's right. Thank you, darling. Appreciate it.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the most beautiful, wonderful, and amazing woman ever, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love that. Thank you, Court Carpenter. One of my favorite country artists. Gino, we got to plug that race. I think it's .org. We have .com. Oopsie. Big mistake. All right, we're moving along here. I'm glad to have you all on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I don't think I really did a show opener. I just went in because I know we're really tight, but I have to do a shout-out to WCKG, Tuyahville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and 1010 News Talk. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to The Good Word, The Good Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, my next guest is, I have it here, Dr. Lisa Shulman. She's a neurologist specializing in Parkinson's disease. This is really interesting, very, very key here. She's smart, people, listen up, and other movement disorders, and is a professor of neurology at the University of Maryland. She's the author and editor of numerous books on neurological disorders, including Before and After Loss, a neurologist's perspective on loss, grief, and our brain. This book dives into the science behind grief to really unearth the mystery and help those experiencing loss feel less overwhelmed, less anxious, and less alone. So please welcome to the show Dr. Lisa Shulman on her book, Before and After Loss, A Neurologist's Perspective on Loss, Grief, and Our Brain, which I think you can get the book. Dr. Shulman, are you there? Welcome.
Yeah.
Can you get the book
on
Amazon? Hi,
Dolly. How are you? Can you hear me?
Fantastic. How are you? Thank you for coming on the show to talk about this topic. You know, the wounded mind and the wounded brain after traumatic loss. why is it so important to start talking about, and what is it that we're finding now when someone experiences this trauma that they need to take care of? Otherwise, what could happen?
Well, you know, whether we experience the loss of somebody very close to us or emotional trauma due to so many other events of life, unfortunately, whether it's could be divorce, could be physical assault. So many things in life are traumatic. And it's important to understand that they all are similar in the way that the brain reacts to the stress of trauma or loss, because it informs for us some strategies about how to heal and emotionally restore.
Well, your research does show that profound loss and emotional pain change brain function. So how so is that?
Well, I mean, most of us are aware and have heard of the response to acute stress called fight or flight, like if you bumped into an animal like a bear on a hike. But the experience of traumatic loss is usually more of a series of acute losses, acute stresses that accumulate to long periods of chronic stress. And we've learned a whole lot about the neurobiology of stress, how stress impacts the brain. The fact is that the brain undergoes various forms of neuroplasticity. This is a rewiring or remodeling of the nerve cells, of the circuits in the brain, in response to experiences of stress and loss. And chronic stress has a detrimental effect where these circuits become less sturdy and end up with our fear centers, our anxiety centers of the brain being on overdrive, so that instead of being in a calm state where we can concentrate well, we're in an anxious state. And that's what many people who've experienced loss find. They very often say that they feel not at all like themselves. They feel like they're not only anxious, but unable to concentrate as well as they could and make good decisions.
Mm-hmm. And so are the changes that occur in the brain, someone going through that type of tremendous loss, losing a loved one. My mom lost my dad. They were married. She was married at 18 and lost my dad suddenly. And other than lack of sleep, we really didn't see any outward trauma. But, you know, so I think she was able to continue to function with, even though it was a very traumatic event. How are people able to continue functioning after these traumatic events? What gets them through that?
Yeah, I mean, you put your finger on exactly a very critical point, which is that the brain's responses after emotional trauma and loss are to protect us. And those protective responses are created to ensure our survival. Mm-hmm. In other words, if we were experiencing, I mean, loss is part of life. It's universal. And if we became incapacitated, unable to function, you know, imagine how the impact would be on our survival and welfare. Instead, in spite of such serious problems in life, we're able to continue to function. So oftentimes, almost always from the outside, people appear to be normal. But in fact, not only in terms of the way they feel, but if we carefully study them and examine them, we find that there are many, many emotional and behavioral changes. And in addition to that, even changes in the way our whole body is functioning, whether you're talking about the heart, the immune system, other systems of the body all show the effects of chronic stress.
Mm-hmm. And over a long period of time, that could really be detrimental to your health, because fight and flight, back in the ancient archaic days, you know, that was, a bear came on and, you know, you had experienced that, but it seems like today it's more common, like, to have it nonstop, almost daily for some people. That's the reaction they're getting,
yes.
Right?
And yes,
their bodies are reacting that way daily, whereas it's not something that we I don't know, like we're created to experience that much. It just seems like we're creating.
Well, I mean, there's some good news here because as much as it's true that chronic stress results in significant changes in brain function and in bodily function, we can also use restorative experiences of all types, whether it's journaling, whether it's comforting times with friends and family, whether it's seeing a counselor. All of these different kinds of restorative experiences can help us gradually reverse the effects of chronic stress of loss.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I find the my own research in this to have been very encouraging, that we can see that once we understand that, you know, many people who've experienced serious loss say that they don't feel at all like themselves, and that they even feel, people even use the word, they feel like they're going crazy because they just don't feel like they're able to concentrate, or the way they're thinking just isn't at all common for them. But instead, this is real. This is related to these changes in the brain that I'm talking about. And what we can show is that people who work on whether it's journaling, whether it's spending time in the outdoors, which can be very comforting and restorative, all of these experiences help to move us along on a more healthy path.
Mm-hmm. So those are really good tips. Journaling, you know, even yoga, taking time for some quiet. When you have these experiences that affect the brain, and you really get to that point when the extreme trauma, can any of this be reversed? The defects that happen in the brain from that extreme trauma?
Yes. There's no question about it. What I think is a very important part of this is that it isn't enough to distract ourselves. And certainly times of distraction where we can do comforting things and enjoy ourselves are important too. But what's extremely important is spending contemplative time to reconnect with what in fact are difficult memories and difficult emotions. That's also important because we can't just suppress all this stuff because it'll come back later. We have to work our way through this, and many people call that the inner work of grief.
Interesting. And in your book, you said that you believe that our dreams offer hidden messages with symbols and meanings that we should contemplate. How does dreaming help our minds work through trauma and brain injuries?
It comes down to what our dreams really are. And, you know, dreams are a part of our healthy brain function, where we incorporate and integrate the experiences of the day and file them away, if you will, connecting them to past experience. But when we have really traumatic experiences, such as the loss of a treasured and loved one, those experiences are very difficult to integrate with past experience. And instead, they kind of just sit there in the brain, coming out in our dreams in these sort of mysterious and even bizarre symbols. So by keeping a dream journal and looking at the sequence and content of our dreams over time, we can actually begin to perceive the very experiences that are most troubling to us and can't be easily filed away.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking to Dr. Lisa Shulman, who's the author of the book Before and After Loss, The Neurologist's Perspective on Loss, Grief, and Our Brain. Thanks so much for giving us those tools to help us build the confidence in managing grief and trauma and just rebuilding life after tremendous loss. It's good to talk about these subjects. I wish we could dive in even more, but we are out of time. Dr. Shulman, thank you again for coming on the show. Where can folks get your book?
Thank you, Dolly. Bye-bye.
Okay, so you can get her book. Here's a web address at hubbooks.press, and you can find it there. Okay, we are out of time. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for tuning into The Good Show. It's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Please like The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. We've got some good stuff there. Thanks, everybody. It was really fun show. We'll see you next week on The Good Show. So long, everybody.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy.